You are listening to African Perspectives with host Brother Oshie on Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasting or live program scheduling, hit them up at timeforanawakening@gmail.com.
Get to people, yeah.
What are you gonna
You are listening to African Perspectives, where we view the issues of our day from an African worldview and African-centered perspective. This program is unapologetically African. It is a custom in the African tradition to ask elders for permission to speak, having been granted permission. To our ancestors, whose shoulders we stand on, to our elders, whose shadows we walk in, I greet you, my dear brothers and sisters, in the language of one of the greatest civilizations on this planet. It gave the world the basic disciplines of knowledge of science, math, architecture, music, writing, law, religion, you name it, we did it. The Greeks called it Egypt, but they called themselves Kemet, and Kemet means land of the blacks. I greet you all in the Kemetic language, the word of peace, Hotep. It is truly an honor and a privilege to pour libation because we truly do stand on the shoulders of those who came before us. We're going to use water because water has no enemies. Water is the great cleanser, the great purifier. Everything on the planet that lives, it needs water, from a tiny microscopic organism to a tall redwood tree. We pour water into the earth to invoke the spirits of our ancestors, and we say the word Ashe, which simply means so be it. So we pour this libation to God, for all that God has done and for all that God will do. We say Ashe. We pour this libation to Mother Africa, birthplace of all humanity, everyone who has lived, everyone who will live in the future. We all have a common ancestral root in Africa. We pour this libation to the classical civilizations of Africa. I mentioned Kemet in the opening. Kemet was the height, the apex, the zenith of African high culture. But there were others as well, as Timari, Punt, and Nubia. So we pour this libation to the classical civilizations of Africa. We say Ashe. We pour this libation to the contemporary civilizations of Africa, of Ghana, Mali, Songhai, Benin, Great Zimbabwe. Civilizations that were flourishing and growing while Europe was in a medieval or dark age. The University of Sankore at Timbuktu, an outstanding educational institution. So we pour this libation to the contemporary civilizations of Africa. We say Ashe. We pour this libation to the Ma'afa, the Holocaust of our enslavement, the Infakani, the great tragedy, uprooted out of Africa. Our brothers and sisters lay a carpet along the Atlantic Ocean. We're in North America, South America, Central America, and throughout the diaspora. So we pour this libation to our brothers and sisters who suffered the Ma'afa, the Infakani, the Holocaust of our enslavement, the great tragedy. We pour this libation in their honor and in their memory. We do not know their names, but because of them and their sacrifice, we are here. So we say Ashe. We pour this libation to those who fought against enslavement. If you ever heard me do a libation, you will know that we were not slaves. I repeat, we were not slaves. We were captives. What does a captive want to do? Get free. So we pour this libation to all those men and women who fought against enslavement. In fact, I maintain that some of us are more of a slave today than we were in our initial captivity, because some of us are a slave to vice, to corruption, to drugs, sex, and violence. So we pour this libation to those who fought against enslavement. Gabriel Prosser, Nat Turner, Denmark Vesey, Harriet Tubman. We always resisted, and we will always resist. So we pour this libation in the name and in honor of those men and women who fought against our captivity. We pour this libation to those unborn, those young men and women who will once again lead us back on the stage of human history as a free and proud and productive people. We sashay. we pour this libation to brotherhood and sisterhood, together for the union of family. We need each other. We don't have good family life. There's a saying, conditions shape conduct and consciousness. The conditions in our community are bad. The conduct towards each other is not good. Because why? We lack consciousness. And consciousness is more than just awareness. Consciousness is a deeper understanding of who you are historically, who you are culturally. So once we begin to understand the importance of brotherhood and sisterhood together for the union of family. Brothers and sisters, let us all say, Ashe, Ashe.
You are listening to Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts or live programming, hit them up at timeforanawakening.com.
Good morning, African world. You are listening to African Perspectives here on the Motherland Media Network on timeforanawakening.com and blacktalkradionetwork.com. And I am your host, Brother Oshi. Hotel family, hope everything was well with you today. Hope you're going to have a good day. This is Wednesday, time to get over the hump. So I hope you get a chance to do all the things you want to do, should do, must do, can do, and will do. And I hope the weather will be accommodating for you to do it. But of course, if it's not, and it must and should and better be done, you'll get it done. And of course, you'll do it safely. In fact, everything you should do, you have safety in mind. Because it's dangerous out and through here. By design. You're listening to African Perspectives. We're here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., 10 to 12 Central, 9 to 11 Mountain, or 8 to 10 Pacific, and you know the time around the world. But if you cannot listen to this program live, you can always go to our archives at timeforanawakening.com. At the top of the page, you'll see podcast. Click on that. The drop down, you'll see African Perspectives. Click on that, and there will be programs that are dated and titled. Other program we have here on Time for an Awakening Media. This program, of course, once again, is every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. in all times. I'm going to give our Eastern time. So on Mondays from 6 to 8, Acres of Diamonds with Brother Jahad Ahmed out of Philadelphia, Acres of Diamonds. Followed by from 8 to 9, Black Therapy Central with Dr. Mawia Kamban and Nataki Kamban. And then after that is from 9 to 10, Conversations, Reparations with Brother Jamoke and Sister Lacey. On Tuesdays, Black Reality Think Tank with Dr. William Rogers from 8 to 10 on Tuesdays. On Thursdays, from 7 to 9, Melanin Live with Chief Lance Jones and Sister Bonisiwa Ayan. On Fridays from 8 to 10, if it's 8 p.m. Eastern on Friday, that's right, brothers and sisters, it's time for an awakening with Brother Elliot and Brother Richard. Saturdays from 4 to 6 p.m., Sister Talk with host LaWanda Chambers. And from 7 to 9 on Saturdays, the Sankofa Elders Council from 7 to 9 on Saturdays. And then on Sunday, once again, at 7 p.m. on Sunday, it's time for an awakening with Brother Elliot and Brother Richard. And, of course, the number to call is 215-490-9832, 215-490-9832. We Buy Black. We Buy Black, the largest online marketplace for American African-owned businesses, is WeBuyBlack.com. Get everything you need from American African-owned businesses from WeBuyBlack.com. Go online also to make a contribution to help them establish a supermarket here in the Atlanta area. I know it's ridiculous that of all these folks in this metropolitan area, I mean, tons of people, hundreds, I mean, a million people. I love us. I ain't talking about just the 4 million people in the metropolitan area, because the city of Atlanta is small, but the metropolitan area is huge. And in that metropolitan area, we don't have one supermarket. In fact, I don't even think we have a service station convenience store. We might have that somewhere. I don't know. But I know it ain't in the city. I live in the city of Atlanta. I live right near the West End of Atlanta. I live west of the West End, going towards that old Atlanta money on Cascade.
in that area, Benjamin E. Mays and all that kind of thing. And yet we don't have it. But anyway, We Buy Black. Check them out. WeBuyBlack.com. Brother Bomani is back. And from his trip to Ghana. He was in Ghana from December 24th to yesterday. And anxious to hear about the trip. And, of course, you can go online to Facebook and see photos of previous trips. And he might even download those ones that are just recent. Facebook.com/Bomani. Or you can see videos of previous trips through YouTube.com/Bomani2007. Africa for the Africans. And, of course, he has a couple of trips coming in April 2nd through the 12th, going to Senegal and Gambia, and then going to Ghana again in May 24th to June 4th. And then in November, Tanzania, November 18th through the 29th, going to Tanzania. I want to be on that trip. That's for damn sure. So I want to check it out for myself, you know. Habesha, HabeshaIncorporated.org, Habesha helping Africans establishing schools. That's right. Helping Africans establishing schools at home and abroad. HabeshaIncorporated.org. And they're doing outstanding work. As we know, the work that they're doing locally with Habesha Works. You know, the mission, of course, to Habesha is that it's a Pan-African organization that cultivates leadership in youth and families through practical experiences in cultural education, sustainable agriculture, entrepreneurship, and holistic health and technology. Habesha, the programs are Habesha Works, Black to Our Roots, Sustainable Seeds and Urban Green Jobs and Golden Growers, and of course, the Kashi Project. The Kashi Project is named in honor of the world-renowned Ghanaian ethnobotanist, Dr. Kweku Adu. Dr. Adu was dedicated and committed researcher. And so they named it in his honor, and it's happening. The buildings are up. It's happening. They still seek donations, but it's happening. It's going to happen whether you give or not. I mean, we hope that you would. You know, it helps out. But it's happening. Okay. And the LEDGE program, the LEDGE, Land for the Environmental Development of Group Economics, the LEDGE program. Become a member of the LEDGE program. Go online to theledgegroup.com, theledgegroup.com. And, of course, they deal with food. They deal with food, water, shelter, and clothing, the basic necessities for human life, food, water, shelter, and clothing. They have over 12 projects, 16 countries, six countries, excuse me, 12 projects in six countries and of 172. They're doing work. They're doing work and over 260 members and they need more. They are doing the work and that's what is important. And assist them in doing the work. That's what's important. Mama Nia with the Medu Bookstore, she has moved out her previous location in the Greenbrier Mall. I'm not sure where the new one is. I've been trying to contact her, and I'll try to do so to find out where the new Medu Bookstore will be located. Also, too, Wadada's Healthy Market and Juice Bar in the West End, some place to definitely to patronize. Right across the street from Soul Veg, up the street from Shrine of the Black Madonna. And, of course, once again, the Shrine of the Black Madonna will be open on Fridays and Saturdays for another couple of weeks, another couple of weekends, the Shrine of the Black Madonna. Open only on Fridays and Saturdays. And, of course, my good brother, Gazimde Ajamu, at the Black Dot Cultural Center and Bookstore in Lithonia. He has a beautiful coffee shop, books, all kinds of good stuff. So check him out. Give brother Gazimde a call at 419-8107, 404-519-8107, the Black Dot Cultural Center and Bookstore. Us Lifting Us, the Economic Development Cooperative for Our People, there Thursday night, tomorrow night broadcast at 9 p.m. from 9 to 10 on Blog Talk Radio. Go to blogtalkradio.com/ULU. And the name of the program is Dare to Win. That's us lifting us, the economic development cooperative for our people in the spirit of Ujamaa cooperative economics. Or as we like to say, family-centered economics. It's very important that we support us lifting us. Sanjay-Haiti.org. My good sister Gabrielle Aurelia in doing outstanding work in the northeastern portion of the island of Haiti. And go online to Sanjay, Sonjay-Haiti.org. Sanjay, Sonjay-Haiti.org. And see for yourself the beautiful work that they're doing in education and health, sustainable agriculture. Outstanding. Ackerman Institute, once again, the school is happening. And so, although now it's fortunate, you know, I don't know. I'd say it's fortunate because they're able to have more students and have students around the country because of the Zoom. And even outside of the country, I think they got some students in Ghana, you know. They have to go through, you know, because of the time frame. But, hey. Ackerman Institute, P.O. Box 10786, Atlanta, Georgia, 30310. If you want to use Cash App, the dollar sign, YAA, the letter M, Baruti, B-A-R-U-T-I. And, of course, if you want Baba Baruti's books, he's prolific, go to AckermanHouse.com. Go to AckermanHouse.com. You can order books from Baba Baruti. They're next up, Mama Yah, N-E-I. She has When a Woman Heals coming up Saturday, February 6th from 4 to 6. Saturday, February 6th from 4 to 6. Donation is $10 a dub and $5 for our young people. And, of course, you make your donation, $10, $15, and via PayPal or Cash App. The Cash App I mentioned most often, which is the dollar sign, Yah, Y-A-A, the letter M, then Baruti, B-A-R-U-T-I. And, of course, include the information, Quarterly Sister Circle, which is that's what the program is, the Quarterly Sister Circle, your name, your email address, so they can send you the streaming link. And, of course, the same time, Saturday, the February 6th, from 12 to 3. The Sister Circle is from 4 to 6, and the Rights Fundamentals by Baba Baruti is from 12 to 3. The Rights Fundamentals, Developing the Effective Rights of Passage Program. And the Men's Quarterly, once again, make your donation, $20 for Warriors in Training, $10 via PayPal account, and include your pertinent information, Fifth Quarterly Men's Gathering, your name, and, of course, your email address so they can send you the link. The N.Y. SACIM now available, Volume 2. You can go to AckermanHouse.com and purchase that. Also, to the 13th Annual Youth Science Fair Exchange here in Atlanta, Science for Survival, the Age of Surveillance. The cameras are always on. That's right. Always beautiful. That's Saturday, February 5th. Saturday, February 5th from 1 to 3 on, is it Saturday too? I'll just see Friday. Usually it's Friday at the Greenbrier. Usually it's Friday at the Greenbrier Mall. And then it's Saturday at the, usually it's Friday at the West End Mall. And then Saturday at the Greenbrier Mall. But, of course, it's going to be Zoom. And so join us for this intergenerational event as we enlighten and inform our community, talking about 5G, artificial intelligence, the chips, the COVID-19, the mini ground, cell towers, microwave radiation, smart devices, individualization, immunity, and so forth. They do an outstanding job, and it's hosted by the Atlanta American African Independent School System, the Metro Atlanta Independent School Systems. And so I'll be announcing that consistently up until the time that it happens and give you the information that you need to access the Atlanta Science Fair. So for the 13th Annual Youth Health Science Fair Exchange. Outstanding. Oh, yeah. Okay. Brothers and sisters, the Inye Sasim of Daily Revolutionary Thought. Coming out of Volume 2, these are new. January 5th. This place, this system, this thing called education, this isn't it. This isn't learning. This isn't teaching. This is babysitting. This is the penal system expressed in their lives at an early age. This is corruption. This is failure. This is not it. In Zynga Felix. The African-centered educator's mission is to cultivate thinkers, not regurgitators. Regurgitators are trained to speak and build out of Urugu's mind, believing that it is politics are human. Even if questioning everything, those who can only parrot the thought patterns and interests of the apparent and dominant enemy culture cannot build sovereignty. They can only put black on white and call it first. I hate that. Still today, here it is, 2020. We're still talking about some first compared to Europeans and what they have done. Another first. Stop it. Regurgitators can only imitate, even if what they devise gives the appearance of being unique. Its spirit remains that of our oppressors. They can never build what we need. African sovereignty requires creating and sustaining a powerful state of existence in the face of it. This requires a functional, Sankofan, visionary knowledge and application of self. It requires them to truly know what it means to be and actually to be African. Teaching regurgitation can never give them this. Thinkers, on the other hand, are given the opportunity to interpret reality through the eyes of our ancestors. They are given the tools necessary to create the reality African people need to unconditionally be African. And if they honor the privilege and requirements of this obligation, they will use our words to speak a truth that moves African people toward a sovereign material and intellectual existence. Urugu's way is unworthy of their higher intellect because they have been taught by knowledgeable educators to be nothing less than African. Ashe. Affirm, I do not submit my children to a failing education system. Affirm, I do not submit my children to a failing education system. January 6th. As long as you're a black man, you're an African. Let me repeat. As long as you're a black man, you're an African. Your mind, no mind your nationality, excuse me, no mind your nationality. You have got the identity of an African. Peter Tosh. In this psychological war against a conscious African identity, we know that the memory loss and the confusion over who we really are is the direct result of our captivity, our enslavement, the dehumanization and the learned self-hatred. We know that this assault against our humanity has produced a number of us who will die denying their Africanness. So we understand why these victims believe there is not and cannot be such a person as an African, and there never was and never can be such a sovereign social cultural entity as an African nation. There are those of us, however, who have no question as to our identity and know that our identity will never change. No matter where we happen to reside on this earth, and when we happen to reside there, these individuals are crystal clear. They are neither confused by geopolitical boundaries nor the glorious intensity of our visible melanin. They know that we are one and bask in our identity as Africans. Ashe. Affirm, I am an African everywhere and at all times. I am an African everywhere and at all times. Never deny my Africanness. Never. Ah, brothers and sisters, yes. Just as I stated, we're going to talk today about the vaccine. Oh, okay. Okay, let me go do that for my friend here. The she said she missed the science fair today, the Age of Surveillance. The cameras are always on. That is going to be the 13th annual Youth Science Fair, and that is going to be Friday, February 5th, from 1 to 3. And I'll give you the Zoom information. I'll give you the Zoom information. So that's going to be Friday. All right. We're going to talk today about the vaccine. You know, I when the coronavirus first started hitting and what I was saying and what I'm saying even today is that I don't care about the conspiracies. I don't care. Only thing I care about is us as African people protecting ourselves, doing what is ever necessary for us to be healthy, to be smart, and to listen to those brothers and sisters. Now, of course, if you're a conscious African, then you know that this system has never and will never, and I don't give a damn what you say, has never and will never do right by us. I'm always very skeptical about the intent of what this system puts out. I saw on a Facebook piece where a brother is got his mask on and he's getting the vaccine and he holds up a sign writing the wrongs of Tuskegee. I'm here to right the wrongs of Tuskegee or something to that effect. I'm like, damn. So to me, you know, I like this particular piece that that was sent out. You know, oh, let me turn that down because I think that this really says it all. And whoever wrote this particular piece is on point because you know, it says it all. It is not just that. African people randomly have a distrust of the medical industry or the so-called system. It's that the government has violated the trust of our community for centuries. For centuries. Stop making it seem like African people are paranoid or irrational when you have proven to be liars and you continue to lie. There is no trust in you. You know, in a trial, once you have perjured yourself, once you have proven that you have lied, then you have no more testimony. Nothing you can say. And you could probably say some truth that could turn the tide in the trial, but nothing you could say. Because you are a liar. You have proven to be a liar. But I ain't talking about day court of law. I'm talking about the reality. Y'all are some liars. You have proven time and time again to be co-opters and taking people's stuff and doing things to people. I like this piece here. Let me play this right quick. I'm going to play some few things for you. But I always like this one here. The brother. And he's, you know, he's talking to this Caucasian, speaking facts, you know. And in the face of the Caucasian is good too. I love it.
The problem exists because white people think they're better than black people, and they want to oppress us, and they want us to allow ourselves to be oppressed.
This is the big. I agree with you perfectly. This is the basic problem.
Then what do you
that white people think they're better than others?
Do? I can't solve the problem. You guys pull the strings that close schools. You guys draw the boundaries that keep our kids restricted to the ghetto. You guys write up the restrictive covenants that keep us out of houses. So it's up to you to talk to your brothers and your sisters and persuade them that they have a responsibility. We've assumed ours for over 400 years, and we're tired of this kind of stuff now. We're not going to suffer patiently anymore. No more turning the other cheek. No more blessing our enemies. No more praying for those who despitefully use us. We're going to show you that we've learned the lessons you've taught us. We've studied your history, and you did not take over this country by singing "We Shall Overcome." You did not gain control of the world like you have it now by dealing fairly with a man and keeping your word. You're treaty breakers, you're liars, you're thieves, you rape entire continents and races of people. Then you wonder why these very people don't have any confidence or trust in you. Your religion means nothing. Your law is a farce, and we see it every day. You demonstrated it in Alabama, and I can say you because you're part of the whole system. You profit from it. In fact, you make your living from it. You couldn't walk around and talk to people, stand up in your pulpit on Sunday and preach nice little songs and say, "Now we're going to give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and oh, Jesus, be among us." As far as we're concerned, your Jesus is contaminated, just like everything else you tried to force upon us is contaminated. Well, so you can have him. And here's what I'll say.
Don't you just love that? I do, too. It's probably from the 60s. Looks like it's from the 60s, you know. But that should be that is our ultimate feeling. The 60s is 50 years ago. You know, 60 years ago. And it has not changed. Our problem is that we keep expecting and hoping and praying and wishing and marching that it will change for us, just like this election. Granted, we got to give Stacey Abrams some serious props of organizing, of getting the vote out. No, I didn't vote. Remember, I don't know if you heard the program. I said I was going to vote. And all those who know I don't vote just jumped all in my stuff. I was like, okay, forget it. I ain't voting then. You know what I'm saying? I could give less than a rat's ass. You know, but she did an outstanding job of organizing. And believe me, I'm so damn tired of them damn calls and contacts through email, all this stuff. But they did an outstanding job of finding out who's here, because they can find out whether you voted or not. They don't. They cannot find out who you vote for, but they can find out if you have voted or not, if you're a voting age and so forth. And all those people in that were targeted, and they did a damn good job of getting it out because they won both seats. I'm not sure about the Ossoff Purdue. John Ossoff had a 15,000. I apologize. 15,000. And Raphael Warnock, he won his last night. He won his last night, because last night when I went to bed, Purdue had a 1,200 vote lead, which is nothing, because they said what needs to come in are these early voters, you know, in the DeKalb County and areas where we are. And of course, this morning you see the result, and there's still votes to be counted. So Stacey Abrams turned this state blue. She turned the state blue and sent to the Senate an opportunity for the Biden government, along with Kamala Harris, who will now be the deciding vote in the U.S. Senate. Whenever they go along party lines, she will be the deciding vote in that particular situation, because I'm so glad that that ugly ass, touche turtle looking ass, Mitch McConnell is out. Man, you know, some I don't know about y'all, man, but there's sometimes I wish mother could get a beat down. You know, I wish a mother would get a beat down. And that's one dude I would love to see get a beat down. Because he deserves it with his arrogant ass. And here a man from the state of Kentucky, one of the poorest states in this country, and he's amassed millions. Millions. And those fools in Kentucky keep voting him in. It's crazy. The same thing with South Carolina and Lindsey Graham and others. All those folks who have and who are today, at some time today, maybe it's happening right now, who are supporting Trump in the effort to legitimize the vote. All those folks need to be voted out. When Kelly Loeffler said, "I stand with Trump" last night, that right there is somebody who, you know, although she said that after 8 o'clock. I don't know if she said it before, you know. So, but, you know, I tell you, all those folks deserve a beat down. That's right. They deserve a beat down. So, some of the things that those progressives, see, that's my contention. Although I don't believe in the partisan politics of this system. In fact, I don't believe in this system to begin with. When you're an African, when you espouse independence, self-determination, liberation, and sovereignty, then you know it's not here. And so you can give less than a rat's ass about what happens here, although you know it's going to happen and it's going to affect your families and so forth. But your whole purpose is for African people to wake up and determine for themselves our own destiny, not something that is tied to the American body politics, because it will always do, regardless of who's the president. It could be Kamala Harris could be president. It don't make no damn differences. Did it make any difference when Barack was president? No. Because the president of the United States does one thing for sure, and that is the bidding of this system. That's what the president of the United States does. Now, it can give you the appearance, the illusion of inclusion, and the ability to be progressive. You know, should they fight for universal health care? You damn right they should. That ain't gonna happen. I don't know if you remember, me, because I'm here in Atlanta, but the commercial with Purdue talking about we're gonna save, him and Keller, we're gonna save America from the radical left, and all those ideas, those radical ideas of universal health care, and, you know, all of that stuff. We're going to save America. It is up to us. We're the last line of defense to save the American way. Otherwise, all these progressive ideas, and they remain to be seen, because I don't think Biden and the people that he has chosen are that progressive. And I'm quite sure the progressive wing of the Democratic Party, the squad, will try their best to influence it. But we'll see. Didn't make no difference. Didn't make no difference to me, you know. But the fact that they're all out is great, because I can't stand them. They're all out. Trump is gone. We'll be gone. It's going to be great. All right. Let's get back to the vaccine. That's what we're talking about. The vaccine. I know that some of our people have never had their children take vaccines, have never taken vaccines. And what they've always done was do things from a health standpoint, from a holistic health standpoint. Our problem, of course, because we do not embrace our Africanness, and nor do we embrace those of us who bring it to us and who will tell us the right things for us to do as African people. because we don't, and because we listen to these systems, we're part of it, you know. And what they say is then is what we do. And as a consequence, it becomes detrimental to us. You know, it becomes very detrimental to us. I caught one piece. And of course, you know, as I said, the main thing that I was pushing early on in the pandemic or plandemic, whatever you want to call it, is for us to be aware and to be safe, to make sure we have keeping social distance, to make sure we're keeping clean and so forth. And then the main thing, of course, getting vitamin D, getting sunlight, take vitamin D, do all the things that are necessary from a health standpoint. Do it consistently, continuously. Sister Susumi in Botswana, she sent me a nice piece that I'm going to play. And sent me a couple of pieces, and where is it? Wow. Okay, here we go. Here we go, dear brothers and sisters. This is a lengthy piece. It's 40 minutes long, so we'll definitely be over. And there's another piece to it. But also, too, Brother Paul sent me a nice piece. You know, the DNA of African people is different from that of Europeans and Asians. Important information regarding the coronavirus vaccine. I don't know who the brother's name is, but he is on point. So please give a listen. Like I said, it's 40 minutes long, but if you have questions.
I got three cameras here that I'm working out, so give me a moment.
You know, one of the things that he brings out, of course, is that how this vaccine was developed. And most of these I just had the question, why all these different companies, and why all these different, some say it's 95%, some say 90, some one just came out says 70%. One recent one, AstraZeneca, you only have to take one shot. Other ones are take one shot. And now there's going to be one where you take one shot and you don't take the next shot, not 3 weeks, but 12 weeks later. So, I mean, I don't know. There's so many different things about these vaccines, and that's causing a lot of suspicion. But one thing I know for sure, Anthony Fauci, Bill Gates, and other promoters of vaccines have been talking about population control. And, of course, the population they want to control, it ain't theirs. It's people of color who dominate the planet, who has young population, because Europeans have been experiencing negative population growth for some time. What it means is for every two that die, only one is born. And it may be even deeper than that. And so they want to decrease the population of those who are outside of them. And so it would not surprise me after some time that their brothers and sisters begin to experience some issues with these vaccines. Because I remember Bill Gates talking about vaccines to a group of people. And he says clearly, he says, we have developed vaccines to help control population. I mean, I had to rewind it to hear it again, because I know, based upon what information that I may have, they can talk about a vaccine that is to protect a population, to protect a group from a biological or venereal or infectious problem, to get vaccinated against it so they could live. I didn't know they have vaccines that would help kill you to initiate population control. But, you know, they talked about at one time the ideal population for this planet. The ideal population for this planet was, what do they have? 6 billion people on the planet now? China and India, they both have over a billion. But we do too, Africans. We constitute a billion people. You know, but I know the Chinese and I know the Indians, two of the most populated countries. You know, at least we're a continent. But anyway, you know, they want to decrease population. Let's check this out, brothers and sisters. I think this is definitely worth listening to. And
what's good, family? How's everybody? Y'all turkeyed up? This is probably the most important conversation that we are going to have as the year closes. And I want you to share this video with your family and friends so that they can at least research the information that I'm going to provide to them. And that information, in my estimation, may save some lives. So go ahead and share this video. I see people doing this, so I'm saying it now, right? Hit the subscribe button. Like the video. I guess that creates some type of algorithm, right? Because we're about to say some things that are very, very important. Now, what I'm about to say will be very basic, and it will help you understand what has been happening throughout 2020. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm a scientist. And so I approach things from a scientific underpinning, and then I can come to conclusions. That way, I don't lead you on wild goose chases about information. Okay? In this year, on the Gregorian calendar 2020, we experienced announcements about a new virus. And it was a new virus amongst the coronavirus family. One of seven pneumonias that are in that particular viral group. So this was a new one. So when you see human coronavirus on the Lysol can, it wasn't the same as the one that they are talking about now. Viruses mutate, change, and they're in families, right? So my position in this whole discussion is that I'm the head of the Aboriginal Medical Association, which is an indigenous medical association designed for the people who are commonly called African Americans or Blacks. Those are the misnomers that they're going by, but who are a group of indigenous people who needed an institution that specifically studied the types of ethnogenetic realities that they are dealing with and to come up with plans of action to protect them in their nutrition, in the whole medical operation and establishment. So that's what we do. So we have a legal right to come on YouTube and these other places without being censored because we are speaking to the rights of indigenous peoples. And they have a right to do what they want to do too, but we will share the information. So I'm getting to my point, and it's going to be very clear. A lot of you who follow what politicians tell you to do don't know why they're telling you to do it. And I'm only speaking about health, okay? You were told to wear masks. You were told to stay inside. Lockdowns, different things were going on. But you don't know why. And you're being prepared. I'm talking to the indigenous people
for something that's very dangerous to your health. You were being prepared this whole time to get to this vaccine. But the preparation was a part of what can be considered groups of people conspiring against the best interests of your health. And I can prove it. I can prove it. Okay? So it's important to know that our health as indigenous peoples is different than Europeans and Asians. Our anatomies and physiologies and what we require for health, it is different. We are different than them. We look different biologically because we are different. That is super important to my conversation. Super important to my conversation. So Pfizer and some other companies are now working with the government, fast-tracking to a vaccine. Never seen before this fast. And some people will say, well, they're going too fast, so it must be illegal. Well, according to what they're saying, their approach is different. They're not going to clone or create a recombinant virus, which is what they do. They take pieces of the amino acid chains of the virus and they clone it, and so now they can put it into a vaccine. They're not going to do that. For the first time in history, they're going to do something completely different. According to them, and you can go to Pfizer.com and read this. What they're going to do is they're going to take the little protein that the virus attaches to get into the cell. They're going to take that protein and they're going to synthesize it through recombinant DNA, cloning, basically. They're going to synthesize lots of it. They put it in the vaccine and they're going to put that inside your body. So now what is that vaccine going to do? It's going to use messenger RNA, all right, genetics, to duplicate the spike protein, which is the protein that the coronavirus that we're talking about attaches to. They're going to reproduce it in mass throughout the cells so the cells can give an immune response, right? This is their explanation, not mine, theirs, and produce antibodies to the actual protein receptor, not to the virus. And what they're saying is, This is groundbreaking because now the virus won't even be able to enter the cells. It won't be able to attach. And then we need to start asking some questions. What is the spike protein? If you're going to clone it, what is it? All right. And according to what, you know, conventional science teaches us, a spike protein is just a protein that a virus can attach to. Specifically here, the ACE2 receptor of the coronavirus. I'm talking big words right now, but I'm going to make this really simple for you. I need you to understand this. So, let's ask ourselves a question. Are the cells of indigenous people different than the cells of Europeans and Asians? Yes. Are the cell membranes different? Yes. They're very different. And I'm going to prove it to you. You can go look up spike protein variants in Africans, Europeans, and Asians. Put that in your Google search and watch what comes up. Spike protein variants in Africans, Europeans, and Asians. Those are the terms that they're using for the three main groups, all right? So I'm going by what, you know, what will come up in the search. When you search that information, what you're going to see is, wait a minute. The cell membranes of Asians, Europeans, and peoples of African descent or indigenous people they're different. And what you're going to find out is that we have way less of the spike protein, right? This is important. And they have way more. Why? The spike protein is made by some people's immune cells. Immune cells will come like a flag and stick something inside of a cell that is native, or inside of a cell that is foreign. But our immune systems are different, and I'm about to explain it to you in very great detail. So now, if you're going to reproduce in mass spike proteins in bodies that have way less, what are you doing to that body? This is the black people, the melanated people. But the less melanated people have higher amounts, so it won't affect them as much. That's point number one. So now you're going to produce something in your body that you have way less of. And there's a reason why you have way less of it. Our immune systems operate differently. So that's what you can do right now. Spike protein variants in Africans, Europeans, and Asians. Google that. All the studies are going to come up. Now, what makes our cell membranes different? What makes it different? One thing makes it different. The sun makes our cells, immune cells, different. And let me explain how. All right? Most people don't know that you go out in the sun and you sit out in it, and sometimes you get a tan. You get darker, right? What's happening in the skin? The sun is making a hormone in the skin upon contact. It's called cholecalciferol. Cholecalciferol is a hormone made in the skin by our contact with the elements from the sun. Cholecalciferol converts itself in the liver to another hormone that's called a vitamin. Y'all know from years ago, I've been telling y'all that vitamin D is not a vitamin. It is a hormone. Now, after all these years of saying it, new standard literature is telling the people that vitamin D is not a vitamin. It's a hormone. This isn't the latest European models, but we've been saying this for over a decade. Anyway, cholecalciferol converts to vitamin D. Now, vitamin D is made in the liver. And you're thinking, oh yeah, we need vitamin D for our bones. That's what you think, right? Hold on. Nope. That's not all you need vitamin D for. That's a very important reason why. But guess what? All over your brain, you have vitamin D receptors. All over your lungs, you have vitamin D receptors. All over your muscles, you have vitamin D receptors. Why? Because how dark you are, your melanin is connected to how healthy you are all over your body. Your muscles need vitamin D. Your brain needs vitamin D. This is a hormone that's made from the sun. Your skin needs vitamin D. Your liver needs vitamin D. All throughout your body, you have all these receptors for vitamin D. So what the hell is vitamin D? It's sunlight converted to hormonal through pathways, right? Connected to your melanin, right? So what is it actually doing? Let me tell you. Vitamin D will hook up with another vitamin, pantheic acid, B5. Sometimes it's in a larger chain called coenzyme A. It will marry up with that and make a neurotransmitter called acetylcholine. This is a nerve, you know, made from nerve cells. What does ACH do? What does ACH do? It gives you the ability to sleep and repair. And it also gives your ability of all of your automatic functions to work in your body. I'm talking about automatic functions of the heart, breathing, the autonomic nervous system. This is your part of you. You have trillions of interactions going on right now in your body, and you don't have to tell your body to do any of it. And some people attribute it to God. God is controlling it. Well, if God was a chemical, God would be vitamin D. Literally, because there's a whole bunch of carbon chains on there and other. If God was a chemical, God would be vitamin D. All right. So what's happening with this ACH? Let me just give it to you straight, because now we're about to go in. How do you get higher levels of this neurotransmitter? You know how you get it? By going outside. People who don't go outside are sicker. You stay in the house all day, you get depressed, you're producing less acetylcholine, this neurotransmitter, right? That keeps you active and awake and all these things, got all of your automatic functions going. You're making less vitamin D, less cholecalciferol, because you're getting less sunlight. So when I put sunlight is nutrition years ago in our course, I'm telling you, sunlight is nutrition. Somebody asked me, see, this is the spookism. Can we produce vitamin D through mental process? What is a mental process? A mental process is chemicals, bruh. There's no such thing as a mental process with no chemicals. We have to stop being spooky. And this is why I'm approaching you with science, so you can throw all the spookism away. Because anybody pulling no vitamin D out of rabbit hats, you got to go out and get in the sun to get vitamin D. All right? So, the whole lockdown quarantine was about what? Don't go outside. Only leave out when you're doing essential things. When you're going to the store, stay inside your house. Social distance. Quarantine. Do you know what these people are setting you up for? They were setting you up to lower your levels of acetylcholine, your neurotransmitter, lower your level of vitamin D, lower your interaction with the outside forces, the trees, the sunlight, lower that so you can they can weaken your immune system in preparation for a vaccine that is race specific in its immunology. I need you to pay attention to what I'm saying. This is a setup. This is a plot. This is some conspiracy shit on another level. So when the lockdowns come back, you have to understand when the person is saying lockdown, who they work for. So all y'all who just voted for Joe Biden, y'all don't think about y'all health. Y'all don't think about what somebody is strategically trying to do. Y'all think about what the news channel said. Why do you think children are getting onset diabetes at 12 and all of these other types of things? It's because they're in the house. Your children are not going outside like we used to go outside and still do. So now the lockdown specifically, and this is why they're throwing Anthony Fauci in your face and all these other people. These people know what I'm saying is accurate. The lockdowns and the staying in your house is to weaken your immune system. People who stay in the house have weaker immune systems. Vitamin D affects your fertility. If you stay in the house all the time, you'll be less fertile than women who are outside walking through the park, getting some sunlight, walk. Like, it affects everything. I can take vitamin D, coenzyme A, and a few other things and give it to you, and if all your infertility problems will go away. So staying inside was to make you weaker, and I'm breaking it down to you chemically. When you go outside, you make more of this neurotransmitter ACH, acetylcholine. You make more. It's on the smooth muscle fabrics of your lungs. So when you stay inside and you're not getting enough sunlight, guess what? You're more susceptible to pneumonias, COVID-19. So we need to understand that the first phase of this was to get you weaker. Now, they already got you wearing the mask, lowering your oxygen content, increasing your carbon dioxide content, right? Already got you doing that. Then they got you inside most of the time. And you're about to go inside again, because when Joe Biden gets into office, lockdowns are going to start in February, March. Again, they're going to start this again. They're already starting it in other places. So what I'm telling you is go outside, get some sunlight. That begins the process of solving your problem. We're releasing a book, me and Sister Liana, and there should be some pre-sale information that she's bringing out. I got to check my messages to see. But I'm going to do something today that I've never done just to help you. I'm going to put some of my formulas for Black Friday on my storyline just so you can get this stuff to get ready. You have to get ready because I haven't even started talking about the vaccine yet. I'm about to get into that. But I need you to see the plot. Don't go outside what's to weaken your immune system. Now, let me give you an idea of what I mean by this. Acetylcholine is a neurotransmitter that operates throughout the frontal lobe and in the nerve axes. So when you have a child that has ADD, ADHD, why do you think they have that? Two reasons. They're not getting enough sunlight to produce the vitamin D, which leads to a whole signal transduction factor to lead to the neurotransmitter so that they can have cognitive focus. People who can't focus, they have low ACH. Literally. If you're a man and you can't focus on a woman and you got five women and you're going back and forth through text messages and you can't focus on, you know, one, two, or three good ones, you got seven women. I guarantee I can test you and see your nerve neurotransmitters are down. You cannot focus. People who have anxiety disorders, you can't focus. You can't calm yourself because you're low in this neurotransmitter, amongst other things. So what I'm saying to you is, this is important conversation to everybody. You ever feel like you just scatterbrained, brain fog? You know, you're going from this to that and you can't focus. It's because you're not getting enough sunlight. You're not outside enough, amongst other things. We get into the nutrition. Second thing is dairy. Dairy products are cause inhibition, literal inhibition of the production of vitamin D going through its phases that leads to this neurotransmitter. Cheese, milk, butter, yogurts, all this stuff. Number one cause is dairy, of inhibition of this. You ever see people, I love cheese. I already know you have a problem focusing. I can break down your whole behavioral dynamic just from being a cheese lover. And the casein is fermenting, making you high. It messes up your digestive tract. People who go, oh, I got to improve my digestive biome. Don't you know that vitamin D is the key to a healthy biome? All you skinny vegans out here who having problems with your digestive biome, is you have a vitamin D deficiency. So I need you to understand the level and the gravity of what I'm trying to communicate to you. Because when I get back to the vaccine, you're going to see. So the sun is one of your remedy. We have a remedy for you being exempt from the vaccine already. An indigenous remedy that you can use throughout the world. We have that. I'm going to go over that. But I need you to understand this point that I'm making. All right. So I got some notes here and I want to go over some of these. All right, so some things that will help you. Foods that you can eat to improve choline, because choline and the carboxylic acid, acetic acid, makes the neurotransmitter. It's the primary components of it. Cantaloupe, avocado, grapes, dates, prunes, citrus, limes, lemons, oranges, olives, the oils, olive oil, avocado oil, grapeseed oil, and this is olive oil with high polyphenols. If you eat meat, they'll tell you, oh, you want choline? You got to eat eggs. Don't eat eggs. Please do not eat eggs. There's too much albumin in it. If you want to get high levels of choline, wild salmon, cod, bison. Even if you into eating wild shrimp, high levels of choline. Some people don't like to eat that. I don't know. I'm trying to give you other sources than pig and, you know, all that stuff. What else? I wanted to say something else about that. Oh, this is important. All right. So Vitamin D and ACH also work together to populate and make your cell membranes, receptors. All right. So vitamin D is a synthesizer of genes and proteins. And so it helps make what's on the receptor of the cell. This is where we're about to make the difference between indigenous people, high melanated people, Europeans and Asians. So we're not synthesizing a lot of spike proteins because our immune system is not confused. It knows it needs certain receptors to improve immunity because of the high levels of vitamin D, high levels of ACH, and high levels of melanin. It knows what it needs on that receptor. Our receptors are the most complex on the earth. This is why we study so much, and this is why organ trafficking is so important, because they get access to these receptors. They can study, they can clone these things, they can make telomeres. Europeans and Asians are looking younger now because of this research. This is just a reality. But in European cells, which are closer to fungi, all right, and yeast, which is what they use in these studies, they're making more spike proteins. Their immune cells make more spike proteins because the immune cell is actually sometimes confused on whether the cell is native or foreign. It's very easy in their bodies to do this. I'm not being racist. I'm telling you science. And your cells are closer to pathogens, fungi, yeast, mold, Europeans and Asians. That's why you lack the melanin, etc. All right? Your immune systems are innately weaker, because you are not synthesizing the complexity of the cell surface structure. All right? So, that part is important. Because when we get to this damn vaccine, the vaccine is a messenger RNA vaccine, which means that they are putting in a clone messenger RNA that can synthesize these viral spike proteins in mass. They're not going to synthesize the actual COVID virus. They're going to synthesize the receptor proteins that allow it for entry. This is why they're telling you, oh, in the beginning, you're going to feel a little bit sicker than any other vaccine that you've had. Go look at the report. CNN, Pfizer, all these people. Look at their, they're saying you're going to feel a little sicker. Why? Because your spike protein count is going to go up dramatically. Then they're expecting the antibodies to come in and do the work. Problem, those antibodies are made from a strong immune system. You've been inside for almost a whole year, 8 months, 9 months. You've been inside and you've been wearing masks. You've been doing things to weaken your immune system all the way up to this point. So for the melanated people, it's double worse, because now you're not making, you don't innately make a lot of spike protein. Your receptors are different. Your ACH has went down because you've been outside, you've been wearing masks, you haven't been out getting sunlight, and now you're about to take a vaccine that's made to make something that is not even of high population in your body. What I'm telling you, this is what you call in science a contraindication. The contraindication is there's something in this vaccine that is innately an allergen, or it is innately detrimental and dangerous to the group of people who are supposed to take it. This is science I'm talking. So what I'm telling you is, if you're indigenous, if you're melanated, you need to know about your nationality, and you need to know about how to access these international contraindication forms. We're going to have the forms on our website. A jurist or an Aboriginal doctor can fill out these forms for you. You can take them to your job. You can take them to your school. And the only thing they'll be able to do to you is give you a basic test, thermometer test, and make sure you're not coughing, you're not sick. The rest of the population being vaccinated is fine. That means they're going to stop lockdowns. It doesn't mean that you have to take it. It doesn't mean that you're going to die of coronavirus. It doesn't mean any of those things. It means you need to do things to improve your immune system. You need to understand your own biology. And you need to understand what's dangerous to your biology. So we can't protect you if you are not a part of the tribal government. We can't protect you. but we could give you recommendations on how and what to do. Some other things I want to go over, though. Just so you can understand how this works. All right? So, when you think about ACH and its importance, it controls autonomic nervous system functions. So you don't have to tell your heart to beat. There's smooth muscles throughout the lining of your heart. And they have these receptors, and the ACH binding sites are on those receptors. The vitamin D sites are on those receptors for your immune system. So those muscles are going to trigger themselves to move automatically. Just like peristalsis in the digestive tract. Okay? The digestive tract has peristalsis where those muscles are moving automatically. It's this neurotransmitter that is binding to the site to help that happen. So what's going to happen to you is you're going to start to lose ACH. And when you lose ACH, what happens is those functions slow down or get disrupted. So now your digestion is bad. You don't know why. Your pancreas is failing. You don't know why. All of your autonomic functions start slowing down just off of this one neurotransmitter being deficient. And it's related to being deficient because you're deficient in vitamin D. And you're deficient in vitamin D because you aren't getting vitamin D from food sources. Where are you going to get it from? Where it's not the type of vitamin D that you need. The only thing that can make the type of vitamin D that you need is sunlight. And the only thing that's closer to it is a wild salmon that grows primarily in the Atlantic. So if you're not going to get it from neutral sources, you're not going to get it. This is science. This is not your fake vegan trends that you want to push. I'm talking about your health here. So if you're vegan, you want to get it from the sunlight. If you want to live in a northern city like Detroit, cold places, you're going to have vitamin D deficiency. I don't care how good you think you look right now. As you get older into your 40s and your 50s, all those complications are going to come and hit you and smack you right in your vegan face. So you need to understand what functions, you know, happens in the body based on ACH. All these functions are taking place, and these are the things that are breaking down in people when they stay in the house long, when they get this genetically made virus, because it is genetically made. All right, let me see if there's anything else I want to hit on. I hit on the frontal lobe point. I hit on the irritable bowel syndrome because that comes from not having the peristalsis in place. All right. So here's what I did. This is just phenomenal. So if you want to make more ACH, all you need is vitamin D and coenzyme A. Coenzyme A and vitamin D come together and they help you make this neurotransmitter. I just solved your problem. Now, how are you going to get? You need the foods that have coenzyme A. Almost every vegetable that you have has coenzyme A. And you need sunlight. You can sit outside for 30 minutes, eat you a nice salad, some cantaloupe, some grapes or whatever, and you start making your ACH. I'm giving you the answers. I'm giving you stuff that I only teach in courses. All right? You need it for your sleep, especially children when they're sleeping, because it helps you go through puberty properly. But if you make your child a vegan too early, they're going to miss their puberty. They'll be smaller than what they're supposed to be, literally. So we got to understand this. The body is a self-repairing organism. Like, you have to understand how exquisite the design is. We self-repair. And we make ourselves. We make ourselves. We are literally making ourselves now. In order for you to do that, you need these things. Vitamin D is crucial to that process. It's crucial. You can't make yourself without the vitamin D. Not in a healthy way. You literally have quadrillions of processes taking place, and you don't have to think about it because you are an entity that can self-assemble. You're a self-created being, and you're doing it right now, even if you want to argue with me. And if you don't do the right things, you won't assemble properly. That shows you who the God of your body is. You. You make the decisions for your body. No other entity can make those decisions for you unless you let somebody outside of you empower you. Then you make them a God over your body. But your decisions determine your health. This vaccine is genocide. Another episode of genocide to be visited upon unsuspecting melanin dominant indigenous people on this planet. I'm giving you the answers. I'm not giving you speculation and talking about a problem and saying, oh, the Illuminati is going to destroy us all. I'm not doing that. I'm giving you the answers. Vitamin D and coenzyme A make more of this neurotransmitter that you need. Athletes need it for fast twitch muscles. This is what makes us faster and gives us more balance and all those other things. It's this what I'm talking about. It does make our bones denser. You having problems losing weight? Why are you having problems losing weight? You have problems losing weight because your liver is out of order, because you're not making enough vitamin D. And it's not coordinating into all the things that it needs to coordinate into. You're depressed. You're depressed because you're not having enough vitamin D. You're not making enough ACH. This is important. Get rid of the dairy. The dairy is causing you all these problems. The pork, I can't even stress it enough. These are things that are inhibiting your ability to make these things properly. Right? Yeah, the type of sunlight does matter. You need to be in the south getting sunlight. UVB radiation that you get in South Carolina and Florida and Georgia and Mississippi and Alabama and Texas and Southern California, or if you're in the Caribbean. Sun gazing actually activates vitamin A, which is important. It's a retinoid, all right? The vitamin A puts you in harmony with the daily rhythms as well. Arizona, yeah, all of those places where you're getting UVB radiation. And vitamin D helps you with sleep. It improves your sleep. You have all these vitamin D receptors in your brain to help you sleep. Why are they helping you sleep? Because that's when you're going to self-repair. The ACH literally will put you into REM sleep and paralyze your muscles. It paralyzes your muscles because when you're asleep, you're basically paralyzed. Why you need to be paralyzed during your sleep? So you can self-repair. You have your own cryogenic type of operation where your body will use the same neurotransmitter, stiffen the body up into sleep, and then go into repair mode. All right? So y'all need to know that today I'm going to give you these answers. I'm going to give you these answers today. I gave you in this video. I'm going to give you these answers in a written format, and then y'all can do what y'all want to do. And then when the book is released, I think it's going to be released in December. Y'all can have that. But I'm going to release some information today to save your life. If you don't think this is going to save your life, you have no idea. There is nobody in my community that does this like I do this. I promise you, if you listen to it, it will save your life. These folk have made a vaccine that is race specific at targeting, destroying the immunity of melanin dominant people. I don't care if they shut my whole Instagram page down. I don't care if they shut my whole YouTube page down. I don't care if they shut what y'all shut down. It is our right to speak on preserving our lives. And this is another Tuskegee, but on steroids now. This will make the Tuskegee experiment look like a penny to a safe full of trillions of dollars. That's how dangerous this is. And I'm just touching on the messenger RNA part of the cloning process with the spike protein. I haven't even touched on the other parts of what potentially can be inside of this. Potentially with the technology that is available. Because the technology that is available now, they have diamond-tipped computers that can be put into molecules. Sorry, but you can have a computer inside of you right now from a needle. So all y'all want to argue with me about dairy products and all of this stuff, y'all can have your own argument. Dairy is making your receptor framework weaker and more pliable. It is weakening your vitamin D levels. It is doing these things to you, destabilizing your hormonal system, increasing your aromatase, which is going to take your testosterone and estrogen out of whack, your natural testosterone and estrogen. Right. Going further, we have to continue to build our own institutions. That solves everything because we control it from the rip. So all I'm saying is, I need y'all. I'm going to cut this video off. I said everything I need to say. I'll share those links to my Linktree and my Instagram story. And I think I already put it on my YouTube story. I know I put it on Facebook. Don't take this vaccine. Do not take this vaccine. It is not for indigenous peoples. They are not considering you. And so because they have not considered you, they're considered the European and the Asian body type, you should not participate. And your reason for not participating is there's a contraindication with this vaccine that goes against the health of my anatomy and my physiology. And we have a certified institution that can come and do public hearings to prove this. Because guess what? Y'all already did the test and showed the variance between the indigenous or African ethnogenetic pool, the European and the Asian, as it pertains to the spike protein. Y'all did that research. So I'll be reading what y'all said in secret. Because y'all know my people are not going to read that because their language is technical and they can't translate it into health. They don't know what y'all saying. So now you can hide these things in journals, trade it with amongst one another, then come out with a vaccine that is genocidal to a whole race of people, and black leadership has its head of white politicians' ass so far they have no response. Well, this is our response. This is why I told you, stop listening to other black leadership. They are crippled and incapable of helping you at this point. The only thing they can talk about is God, ancestors, sovereign citizenship, or some other scam to get you a part of, or information that's regurgitated from 50 years ago that needs to be updated. If you don't know what the variance is, go back and look at it. Go back and look at it. Go back and look at it. All right. So in case I see the people saying I'm wrong, I don't advocate veganism or being a carnivore. I don't advocate any one of them. I'm a food science advocate. I advocate nutrition, period. So if there are ways that you can do that being plant-based, and there are ways that you can do that eating specific types of meats, I don't have a problem with that. I don't swing either way. For other people that I teach. If you come to me as a meat eater, I can keep you a meat eater, but I would take the cow, the turkey, the pork, and all that out, and I'll give you bison and salmon and other things that are healthy. All right? So if you listen to one part of the lecture and you don't listen to the whole part, that means that you don't have the patience to be a good student. You just prove who you are. All right. So, I'm done. Share this with your family. Peace, family.
Sante sana. Yeah. I hope that you got something out of that. I'm quite sure you did. I'm not going to take a break. We only have 25 minutes left in the program. If somebody wants to comment, for those who are on already, hit star twice. We can engage in some dialogue. For those who are listening and want to comment, please dial 215-490-9832. 215-490-9832. You know, the fact of the matter is that this information is out there. It's been out there. And what's important for us is that, considering the history of the people who we are dealing with, it's logical that we look at everything. We look at all the alternatives, because, you know, they have proven to be who they are. We have a caller, 334. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Brother Oshie. How are you today?
Hey, you know, Brother Lusk. How are you, brother? Good.
I'm doing well. Thank you. You know, this is some very good and wholesome information, and thank you for presenting that. I kind of came in the middle of it, but I'll just search YouTube to get the entirety. But, you know, as it was playing, I was also thinking that with this kind and type of information, I often wonder, are there scientists within our ranks who study race and sex? And sex is one of those topics that we don't really give attention to much, especially about the physiology around it, the spirituality of it. And boy, it would be great, in addition to what we, you know, you're doing with regards to this coronavirus, but also in addition, with regards to race and sex.
Right.
And so to talk about endorphin generation and how that also is a part of the recuperative process of human beings. And so, you know, it definitely opened my mind about milk and dairy products.
Right.
I didn't know, because, you know, I didn't know that.
Right.
And if it were also possible, man, to try to get a baseline on who we are as individuals, right? If this is in the brain, well, what is that HCH level that's in the brain at an individual level? Are there tests that can be taken in the beginnings of sorts, or as a baseline to be able to establish ourselves once again? You know, we don't want to wait 50, 60, 70 years to try to find out what this information is. So thank you for sharing that. And hey, you live and you learn. And thank you so very much for your platform.
Well, no, thank you, brother, for listening. And I understand what you're saying. And that's a good question. Once again, I'm just a brother out here disseminating this information. And if there's anybody who has some information that can corroborate what Brother Lusk is saying, or what the video was saying, you know, to me, I thought the brother was pretty clear and pretty spot on. He tried to make it as clear as possible in terms of what we need to do to protect ourselves, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I understood early on about vitamin D, you know.
Okay.
For those of us who take vitamin D, and those of us who go out into the sun periodically, you know, to get vitamin D, has a way. Because there are people who said, well, I've been around people who got coronavirus, but I didn't get it. Well, maybe you didn't get it because your metabolism and your resistance to it, because you were, you know, fortified with vitamin D, you know?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And, you know, so, because, I mean, there are people who are getting it, and there are people who are not getting it, you know? But as far as I'm concerned, the vaccine is an issue. And I know that a lot of our people are getting it. Well, number one, the first person to get the shot was a sister out of New York. And she got her second shot last week, I believe it was, the two you got to get. And also, too, I've had some issues about the difference of the Moderna, the Pfizer, the AstraZeneca, and all the other vaccines, although they're just like he said, they're mRNA receptors, but they're all the same. They're synthetic. They're not how they made vaccines from previous, where they take some of the virus itself, you know, and shoot the virus into you to build up the resistance, you know, in the vaccines. This is different, you know, but yet and still, if you've noticed and you heard, they all have different strengths. Some say it's 95%. The other says it's 90. One says it's 75. Why all these differences? And if, for me, I'm going to get the vaccine, but yet I'm getting the one that's 75. But maybe I need 90. You know what I'm saying? See, I don't know. Uh-huh. And so for me, don't get the vaccine. I'm not going to get. I was clear about not getting the vaccine. That's number one. You know, because I don't trust this system. But the now that more I hear and have read, it becomes clear. Now, one of the persons who has been fighting about vaccines for some time is Robert Kennedy Jr. In fact, he was on a number of programs that I saw, and this is earlier than coronavirus. You know, in fact, they were talking about vaccines and autism, you know, but now they're talking about the coronavirus here. I don't read this particular piece right here, Brother Lust. It's not that much. Hopefully I can get it in and also call some questions. You know, Robert Kennedy, vaccine, COVID, irreversible genetic damage, a crime against humanity. Does coronavirus exist or not? Okay. I got a message here. Hold on. Oh yes, that sister, yeah. Thank you, Bama Nabantu. That sister is spot on too. And she is spot on. I remember her, and listening to her. There's another sister who was a doctor who gave out some good information, and she was pretty much spot on. I tell you, there's a number of us out here who are talking about, you know, this situation. That those of us who want to protect ourselves and protect our families. You know, we need to listen, but more importantly, we need to adhere to, we need to do it. Clarification, does the virus exist? Yes, like many other viruses. Viruses are all over. Viruses are laid dormant in your body, and then viruses are activated based upon the environment or what you have or have not done, what you have ingested, and so forth. So viruses are out there. Does it have a cure? Yes. If you use proper medicines, and do not leave your health in the hands of corrupt and mercantile health systems. Number three, are there good doctors? Yes, and many. Some are acting discreetly, giving appropriate treatments. Others have been bolder, and there are many videos in the network talking about these treatments, and many have been threatened, disqualified, or silenced. Number four, are scientists investigating? Yes, they are in a World Union calling for more doctors and scientists. Call doctors and scientists for truth, just like this 9/11 Architects for Truth. And you can see after 20 years, that's still having, but yet it's out there. To expose the falsities of the treatment that they have been given to the bug issue. Number five, is it a pandemic? No. The World Health Organization changed the term that referred to the pandemic before the bug was launched in order to end the pandemic. Number six, is it contagious? Yes, just like the flu is contagious. Number seven, if I catch the virus, does it mean that I will die? No. If you have symptoms, just take the appropriate medicine from the first day, strengthen your immune system, take anti-inflammatories and anti-influenza, and cure yourself at home. Can it be prevented? Yes. Being as clean as you should be and maintaining a high immune system, and you always have. Ozone therapy, chlorine dioxide with preventive protocols. Boost your immune system, what you eat in your environment. Number nine, are the count of infected and dead by the virus certain? No. In the United States, it was discovered that any data would be, in fact, a 10% of that number because of the causes and the deaths of other diseases, and the tests are not readily available. They give false positives. Number 10, are asymptomatics real case for positives? The human being has many microorganisms and viruses in the body, and this does not mean that you are a sick or infected person or that you have the virus. However, the viruses that are supposedly so aggressive present some symptoms in the patient because the body releases alarms from an intruder, such as a fever, a headache, vomiting. And according to the theory, the answer is no. Was the virus created? Yes, it was created in the laboratory. For what purpose? To be the excuse to restrict freedoms, to change the current economic system to a more oppressive, enslaving, scary, blind flock obedience. Number 14, are many countries part of this malicious plan? Yes. Number 15, will we get out of this? Yes. And all those who contributed to the deaths and the plan will fall, and they will pay for what they have done. Number 16, must I be afraid? No. Fear diminishes your immune system and makes you mentally controllable. Number 17, is the media part of the plan? Of course, yes. The owners of the media are complicit. This is called mind control. Number 18, what should I do? You should protect yourself and if you do get sick and you already know how to heal yourself at home or with your trusted doctor or who will not commit to the abandonment protocols, heal yourself. Number 19, should I be vaccinated? No. If you get healthy, vaccines being chemicals, heavy metals, and a series of bugs that will only affect your health more in the medium and long term, both physically and mentally, it is your body. It is your right to decide about it and about your physical and mental health. Would you trust a vaccine after a virus has been created to exterminate humanity? No. Number 20, is this a war? Yes, you will be victorious. You need to stay together, work with other people, giving a lot of information. Please wear a mask, but do not shut up. Do not shut up. The author is John Robert F. Kennedy. And of course, didn't talk about his father and so forth. But, you know, the bottom line is that the situation is, we need to protect ourselves. We need to be as healthy as we can be. We need to, if it is changing our diet, changing our environment, becoming cognizant of the importance of getting sunlight and taking supplements that will boost our immune system. That's what we must do. The reality is that when they talk about population control, that is real. There's elements within the world and the world body politics that are talking about population control. There's a number of human beings on the planet that they feel that are tearing up the resources, you know, that are diminishing the resources. It's not the fact that a number of human beings, particularly Western society, have messed up the planet's ecosystem because of greed and selfishness, constantly using oil, knowing all the while that the oil was causing a greenhouse effect, that oil was causing climate change or global warming, knowing all the while that it was. And yet, you know, no, they didn't want to change that. Once again, I've stated this before. You know, read about this 30-some years ago. And they stated then, longer than that maybe, that if nothing happens and nothing changes by this time now, and that which they predicted, that these things will be in such, there will be such a situation where it may not be reversible. And you're going to experiencing stronger hurricanes, stronger tornadoes, longer droughts, longer freeze. These are climate extremes. Climate extremes. It's like when foolish Trump, well, it's cold outside. Well, there goes global warming. No, that's not what it means, that you will not have freezing temperatures for extended periods of time. What it means is that you have serious climate extremes of cold, of hot, of drought, of rain. Climate extremes causing mass flooding, erosion. And so, disease. And ultimately, a lot of death. So it is important, brothers and sisters, that we recognize what we're up against as human beings, but particularly as African people. What's funny is that the mutations or the variants, the one in South Africa now, I just saw it on the news, from the variant coronavirus is more serious. It is more contagious. Now, they don't know if the vaccine can, if this variant or this mutation of the coronavirus is, if the vaccine can be helpful in that respect, they don't know. And like I said, it's all over now. It's like five states here in this country, huge in Britain. They're, you know, as I'm listening to the piece with a brother talking about, they've locked down Britain again. The United Kingdom is locked down. There's no work. There's no school. There's no nothing. It is worse than what it was back in March, April. And so what's ironic is that these Western countries with their Western medicine, they can't get a handle on this. There are some areas of the world that got a handle on it. There's African countries because they have dealt with various, Ebola and other viruses. They got a handle on it. I just explained to you, Brother Bomani Tayemba went to Tanzania last month, and then he's just coming back from Ghana. They got a handle. And so the question becomes for us, how are we going to deal with this collectively as African people outside of the dictates of this system and its medical system? We have been trained to trust this system. And of course, that training is pathological denial of reality and history. The reality in history has constantly shown us, has constantly proven to us how detrimental this society is and how these folks who run everything, how detrimental they are to us. But yet, because we don't have alternatives, we don't have real leadership, we don't have anybody challenging. You heard this young brother. He's a young brother, too. You know? And I'm quite sure there's others. So, these are challenges. These are serious challenges. And I know there are some of us who, because of how it, I mean, they're saying for us to get the vaccine. They're saying that we have been most adversely affected. And even though they're saying we're most adversely affected because of how we live, our diets, where we live, the fact that we have always been most adversely affected in a society because of the poor health care and poor housing, you know. But the reality is, that doesn't necessarily have to happen that way. Because what all it is a mind change, an attitude change. Your environment is what your environment is, but also too, even though you might be in it, you don't have to be succumbed to it. There are people who lead a healthy lifestyle, but who don't have, you know, all the money and so forth, who don't shop at Whole Foods and everything like that. But they find ways. especially if you want to remain healthy. And that's what we must do, and that's what we should do. You know, there's been a lot of information out there, and I've been looking at it, you know. And because what I've tried to do on this program as it relates to the health from when the virus first started to now this vaccine that has been on the rush more so than any. I mean, they can produce a vaccine like this on the rush because of the synthetics. It was much different than how they produced vaccines from time before. But also, too, I don't think that the testing of the vaccine has been adequate, especially not over a period of time. Too soon. So, and that right there can give that right there gives me pause. You know, what it really gives me pause though is I don't trust this system. I don't trust this government. You know, I don't trust it. And for good reason. Because this system has lied to us. It continues to lie. It continues to do things that are detrimental to us. Here we are, as African people, biologically, the strongest people on the planet, but yet in an environment with Caucasians, anywhere we are and they are, it's detrimental to us. It happens that way consistently. Anywhere we are and they are, it is not good for us. But yet, because of how they have done things, we fight to be with them. We beg to be with them. We pray. We march to be part of who and what they are. And the best thing for us is to get as far away from them son of a bitches as possible and do our thing. You know, time will tell. Time will tell. And we'll see. We'll see whether those brothers and sisters, just like I said, that one on Facebook, you'll probably see if you're on Facebook, where the brother's getting a shot, and he holds up a little sign, you know, talking about the Tuskegee, we're trying to make it right because of Tuskegee. You know, we're so trusting. We are so damn trusting to a people who don't deserve our trust. So, brothers and sisters, I appreciate it. This was an important program, I felt. We'll do updates, of course, and find some resource people to bring on. Because the more informed you are, the better you're able to make an intelligent decision. It's all about the information. If you choose to, and you feel it's necessary for you and your family to be vaccinated, you know, you go ahead. But if you choose not to and you feel it's important that you develop alternatives, definitely. So, all right, family. Once again, we end this program like we end all of our programs with the words of Stephen Biko. The most potent weapon in the hands of the oppressor is the minds of the oppressed. This program is dedicated and committed to helping to free the African mind. But not just the M-I-N-D, but the M-I-N-E, because under the feet of African people lies all of the resources that everybody wants, think they can't do without, and they sure the hell don't want to pay for. Brothers and sisters, you have a blessed and wonderful day. Shemhotep, means go in peace. E sante sana means thank you. Viva Hardier. Viva Hardier means our victorious destiny. Brothers and sisters, we will be victorious. You have a blessed and wonderful day, family. Peace.